Thanks, Radio Man Bill. Yes, we are live in Angoon, Alaska, about 30 seconds away from second half action. I'd like to take an opportunity to thank the staff here, Maury, and all the kitchen folks for giving us such delicious food. We had salmon on the menu last night, crispy waffles for breakfast this morning. I just want to say thanks a lot to everybody who made this tournament possible and put us up. Got us a nice warm room and overlooking the ocean. Absolutely beautiful views of the sunrise this morning. So, yeah, we're about ready to start. That second half action. Skagway trailing 31-4. Very tough. Angoon basketball squad. The Eagles from Angoon. Boy, tough on both the boys and the girls' side. But they're going to have a pretty good run. They play against Skagway, mainly a 2-3 defense. And why come out of it? It's incredibly effective. Skagway having a hard time with the length of Angoon. Long arms. A lot of good height on the Angoon squad, all the way from guard, all the way down into the interior. They've got 1 through 5. Skagway working on trying to get back into the action. And great to see Haley Jensen back on the court. Named to the all-tournament team for the tournament weekend. And second half action is underway. With a jump shot at the top of the key, no good. Skagway has the basketball now. Jensen with the ball. Up at the top of the key, gets it down low to Summer. Summer has an open look. Jump shot up and good for two. Elmer on the board now with 3 of Skagway's points. 33-6 score. 7:25 left to go in the third quarter. Tries to pass the ball into the interior, missed, and Skagway comes down with the basketball, field by Al Weber, gets it over to Jensen. Jensen pass up the court, a little advice, threw it into a bunch of white shirts, and Angoon comes down with the basketball. Bryant gets it over to Kukish. Looks and is left wide open from 18, misses her jump shot. O'Brien picks up the ball, gets it to Elizabeth O'Brien, her jump shot, no good, rebound pulled down by Tillum. To Weber, back over to Jensen, and Jensen works the ball up the court. In the middle of the court now. Patricia O'Brien gets it over to Whitehead. Whitehead's pass back to Jensen, no good, but gets through. Selmer's shot, oh, no good. Rebound by Weber, first shot. Defended, and she was fouled on the play. Now Weber going to go to the line to shoot two. Game time is 6:37 here in Kirkwood. Following this broadcast, we will have boys. Weber's first shot up and rolls around the rim and in. Good. First free throw attempt. Weber, high on the second shot. No good on the second shot, but it looks like we've got a violation, the lane violation, and she's going to get another attempt at it. Up and off the backboard and in for Weber. Basket good. 33-8 now. The scoring. Skagway's moving a little bit here in the second half. Good to see. O'Brien has the ball. She's stuck with the ball out of the elbow extended, but gets rid of it. Over to Kukish in the lane. Her runner, no good. Rebound pulled down by Elizabeth O'Brien. Her shot, no good. Rebound pulled down by Angoon. Back out to O'Brien. Over to Kukish for cross-court pass. To Elizabeth O'Brien. Ball's harmlessly out of bounds. And it will be Skagway basketball. 6:05 left. 33-8 to score. Haley Jensen brings the ball up for Skagway. Over on the wing to Whitehead. Whitehead's cross-court pass to Selmer. Good. Selmer's jump shot just out. No good. Scrum for the rebound. On the floor, the ball goes. As does Whitehead, but no good. Angoon comes up with it. O'Brien gets the ball over to O'Brien. Patricia to Elizabeth. Her shot off the rim, no good off of Skagway there. And now we've got an out-of-bounds situation. And Gukish the ball into the interior. Shot up, no good. Gukish with the rebound. Gukish's shot up, no good. And now Weber with a rebound. Weber having a tough time getting the ball on the outlet. And the ball is knocked out of bounds by Kukishu. Skagway basketball with 5:32. Jensen with the ball now gets it over in the corner to Selmer. Selmer gets to get it back to Jensen. He dribbles, gets it back over to Jensen. Jensen looking at the elbow to Weber. Weber drives, shot up, blocked. It will remain Skagway basketball. Weber down the ball underneath the angle, right to left for Skagway now. Gets it over to Selmer. Selmer's one-handed shot, no good. Weber gets the rebound. Her shot, no good. And Goon comes down with the ball, and Kukish is driving. Gets it over into the side to O'Brien. O'Brien feeds the cutting. O'Brien for the layup, no good. Rebound fought for, and that's going to be off the Skagway player and out of bounds. And Goon basketball. 5 minutes. Score 33-8. Found the ball against Skagway's 2-3 zone. O'Brien gets it over to O'Brien. Over to Kukish, back over to Patricia O'Brien. Tries to work it into the middle. Picked off by Skagway. Whitehead stepped in and deflected the pass. The ball is picked up by Jensen. Jensen's got the ball now over to Whitehead. Over to Kukish. He looks, gets back over to Whitehead. Whitehead's pass to Jensen, telegraphed. And Kukish steps in the lane and picked it off. Easy layup on the breakout for Kukish. 35-8. Now Whitehead's in the center of the court. I don't blame her. Got to learn that ball fake or a bounce pass, but she's chest pass right into the waiting hand of Kukish. Skagway's got the ball now. And Whitehead's up toward the half court line. Not really a threat from there. Skagway's trying to move on off. And trying to set a couple of picks against the zone. Tough to do. Tealook's got the ball now. And it's ripped out of her hands, but she's able to corral it. Gets it over to Jensen, and Jensen to Whitehead. Skagway can reset here. Whitehead trying to dribble against Kukish. Kukish too quick. And able to knock the ball out of bounds. It's going to remain Skagway basketball. Just over 4 minutes to play in the third quarter. And Coach Jess Kalise wants to get a timeout. Skagway's offense a little bit stagnant there on that step. And it looks like they're going to have to regroup and try and get a little bit more action, a little bit more ball movement from side to side. And they're going to have to figure out how to penetrate the interior of that angle zone. Although we have seen some pretty good action here from Skagway here in the second half. They've managed to put a few points on the board. And their defense is looking a little staunchier than it has the previous game. So, nice improvement by Skagway. 35-8 score with just a 4 minute here to play in the third period. Keeps coming back on the court. Short time off. Al Weber to inbound the ball for Skagway. And she wins. We don't pull out the key. The ball tried to get it over to Selmer, but the pass is tipped and blocked by O'Brien. He dribbles the length of the court and lays it in. Ball fake so important against an aggressive defense like Angulo. Skagway hasn't quite figured that one out. Weber gets the ball on the elbow, tried to throw up a shot. The shot is missed, but it looks like it was blocked out of bounds by an Angulo player. And Weber will inbound for Skagway. Goes it up toward the top of the key, but not enough juice on it. It's picked off by Patricia O'Brien. O'Brien gets it over to Kukish. Down low to Elizabeth O'Brien. She passes the ball over to Dixie George, who goes to the lay-in, but misses and is fouled on the play. Al Weber committed the foul now. Dixie George had to shoot two. She was ready to line up to try and get the rebound here on the free throw. And then realized it was her that was shooting the ball. First shot up and good for Dixie George. 38-8 now the score. Moving up over Skagway with 3:29 left to go in the third period. Dixie George's second shot. Trains it from Hawkins down. Boone steps up, knocks down their free throws. It's a another facet of their game that's so tough. Skagway's got the ball now. Weber, through the lane, throws up a Magic Johnson reminiscent skyhook. I guess that was Kareem, but more of a running hook shot from Al Weber. She was fouled on the shot and was over the line to shoot two. So, Weber Johnson comes on. That's devastating, which her first shot, Al Weber's up and in. Good for one. And her second shot. Rims out, no good. 39-9, now the score with 3:16 left to go in the third quarter. Patricia with the ball on the right side, back over to Patricia O'Brien. Her jump shot, no good. Rebound, corralled by Weber. Weber's in amongst the trees down low, double teamed, and throws the ball off of the leg of Elizabeth O'Brien, but not before a foul is called. Like that foul is going to go on to George. It will be Skagway back. Which comes out of the game. And Boone in is he has built it. That's a brings the ball up. Down to Weber it goes. Weber's dribble picked off by Patricia O'Brien. Weber a little bit loose with the dribble on that one, and O'Brien just snuck in and took it. Shot up by Angoon, no good. Silva's rebound attempt, no good. And we got a tie up on the court. And it's going to go back to Skagway. It will be Skagway basketball with 2:24 here at Angoon. Madison Cox will check in for Al Weber. And she will be doing the inbounding of the basketball. Gets it into Jensen. Jensen recovered from her earlier blow to the chops. She would find out there on the court. Shows no sign of any real damage. Angoon picks the ball off, brings it down the court. Shot up, no good. Rebound struggle, out of bounds. It's going to be Angoon basketball. Caleb Jenkins, not followed. Back up to Patricia O'Brien, who's 18-footer. Drained, 4-2. 1-9. Jensen brings the ball up to the court. She picks up a dribble. Tries to pass it over to Selmer on the left-hand elbow extended, but Selmer unable to corral the pass. It kind of aimed at her knee, and it was out of bounds. Angoon ball. Stuff over the center court line. Right up into the top of the key. Works it over to O'Brien. O'Brien works it down low to Silva. Silva shot, no good. Rebound pulled down by Whitehead. Whitehead fouled. Oh, I'm sorry. She is not fouled. Ball is turned over to Angoon. Foul. Stop the key. Get over to Silva. Down low to O'Brien. O'Brien shot missed. Silva's rebound up and good. With Ola Silva. 33-9 the score now. It's just over a minute 30 left to play in the third quarter. Gets it attacking the zone. Gets it over to Selmer. Selmer's interior pass. Picked off by O'Brien. Patricia O'Brien now racing the length of the court with a left-hand dribble and is fouled on the play by Whitehead. Aggressive foul by Whitehead. Nothing easy in this gym. No easy lay of attempts. Whitehead and she fouled. And it looks like Patricia O'Brien going to go to the line and shoot 2:43-9 score now. With a minute 26. Third quarter. Both teams now lined up on the free throw line. Shoot. First shot by O'Brien up and good. Couple of substitutions for the Skagway squad. Look and Whitehead out of the game. Larman and Weber back in. Mocha Larman, I believe the shortest player on the court, is down on the block for the rebound. She's got a nose for those rebounds. The second shot is missed by O'Brien. Rebound by Elizabeth O'Brien is put back up and in for 2:46-9. That was scoring. trying to work it over to Cox instead. They get it over on the left-hand side to Selmer. Selmer's pass right into the waiting hands of Silva. Silva quickly up to O'Brien. O'Brien's shot missed. That's going to be off of Angoon. It would be Skagway basketball now. Right to left. You know, look out for those interior passes. Can't telegraph. Turn them over if it telegraphs. Selmer now with the ball. Tries to get it down low to Larman. Larman's unable to corral the ball, but it's going to be knocked out of bounds by Elizabeth O'Brien, and it will be Skagway basketball. Weber to inbound the ball. A little bit of confusion on the court as to whose ball it is, but yes, indeed, it was knocked out by Angoon, and it is Skagway ball. Over on the side to Selmer. Selmer drives into the lane, tries to throw up a shot, block, no good. Rebound, taken down by Silva. Over to Kukish. Kukish is now going to press into the forecourt and launches up a 19-foot jump shot. Is fouled on the jump shot and will go to the line to shoot two. She missed the shot, but was fouled on it. And that's one of those cardinal sins. You don't foul the jump shoot. You try to get him out of the room. First shot up and good. 47-9. Over Skagway with 36.8 seconds left to go in the third quarter. Second shot up and good. Got a smooth release from the free throw line. A fine player in the tournament MVP for this weekend. These two games are not tournament games. But they are conference games. Weber gets the ball down low, throws up a hook shot, no good. Quick outlet to Patricia O'Brien for Angoon. She gets it down to Kukish. Over to Silva from the free throw line, no good. Rebound fought for, and that's going to go off of an Angoon player. It'll be Skagway basketball with just over 15 seconds left to play. And the officials overturn my call. They say it was off of Skagway instead. Angoon in on the ball. O'Brien to O'Brien. Patricia O'Brien with the ball. 10 seconds left to go now. Chesty Wall, she's going to look for her shot. 7 seconds, now gets it over to O'Brien. O'Brien's going to launch up a shot with just about 3 seconds left. Patricia O'Brien shoots. Elizabeth O'Brien rebounds. Her shot, no good. And the score will remain 48-9.